Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
This morning with Morgan Godfrey. Morena, Morgan, how are you?
Morena, I'm good, thanks.
Nice to have you on the line today. We've got lots to talk about. It's been a busy...
Always fun, yeah, let's get stuck in.
Yeah, it's been a busy old couple of weeks. So New Zealand First has got their conference on. We're also going to talk a little bit about the Justice Select Committee's report on gay conversion therapy and also the debate between Paula Bennett and Chloe Swarbrick around cannabis. So let's start with New Zealand First. So this is their big annual conference. Winston Peters is saying he won't work with National unless they go back to being the old National Party. That's the National Party with a capital N, as he put it. What do you think he means by that, Morgan?
I don't think he really means anything. With Winston Peters, it doesn't matter what he says in the years or months before the election. Everything changes as soon as the election result comes in. I think he could equally go with Labour or National after the next election. I don't think that he has thought the current coalition government has entirely gone his way. It's mostly gone his way, I think. But there have been a few things he has had to compromise on.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's probably going to be the zero carbon bill. When that comes through into Parliament for its first reading, he's definitely going to have to let it go through when I think he really doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I really do think that he could go either way, and it's all kind of, you know, bluster, and he's just positioning himself really to get the best deal possible with the National Party at the next election. So if it looks like it's unlikely that he'll go with National, that just means that he's probably in a better position to push them next year in the direction that he wants. So I say it's that kind of classic, you know, classic Winston.
Is there, what else has this conference sort of shown us about where New Zealand First is at the moment?
It's really interesting. Probably that it's becoming more conservative than maybe than it previously was. I don't know if you saw Shane Jones making comments about Indian migration, essentially getting on the Donald Trump chain migration talking point, which is a new thing for New Zealand First. You know, they've always been anti-immigration, but going down the, you know, going in a Trump direction is definitely new for them and definitely a lot worse than what has previously come before. So that was a big signal probably of what the party will do next year, or at least what Shane Jones will do next year. So that was bad. One of the good things was Young New Zealand First getting the party to support drug testing at festivals. So that was, you know, I guess the one progressive thing that the party did over the weekend. But another useful reminder that Young New Zealand First isn't a progressive force. They might be right on drug testing at festivals, but they're definitely wrong on everything else. I don't know if you saw the report by Kirsty Johnson. I think it must have been about 2 or 3 years ago about the alt-right at Auckland University. And one of the big... the big presences within the alt-right at Auckland University was Young New Zealand First.
Yes.
Or maybe the relationship went in the opposite direction, where the alt-right was a big presence, or was trying to infiltrate Young New Zealand First. A useful reminder, too, to, you know, remember that these guys... I don't want to be too harsh, but, you know, I... honestly, the coverage that New Zealand First gets should all be contemptuous. Kind of surprised it gets treated like an honest party some of the time.
Yeah. Hey, well, let's talk a little bit then about this this Justice Select Committee, which hasn't recommended a ban on conversion therapy. This is gay conversion therapy. So what is this, I guess, meaning, and why has this been in front of a Justice Select Committee?
The main reason was because of Bill of Rights concerns. So you might have seen Jacinda Ardern in a News Hub article a few days ago saying that the issues before a Justice Select Committee, and they will be mindful of freedom of religion concerns. She wasn't saying that she supported them, but just that the committee in Parliament will be mindful of them, which I think, you know, which I think is a cop-out. When you're balancing rights like this, and you're very much balancing rights, it's very clear that gay people's right to be safe comes before a religious person's right to do harm, or that sort of a right to do harm doesn't even exist. So I think it's been a cop-out by Parliament, by tiptoeing around this, probably a cop-out by the Prime Minister too, by tiptoeing around it. It's a very, very clear moral issue with only one answer. It has to be banned. So it's disappointing to see Parliament not coming out decisively against it.
I thought it was interesting and also disappointing to see that Speak Up for Women had been quoted within some of the reporting as well, and they're of course a very trans-exclusionary group who sort of parade themselves as feminists. Do you think we need to be looking at the kind of groups that get talked to, get drawn on when these kind of things go before committees?
I think so, because it's often the most passionate people from either side, and usually the most reactionary side, who are best organised to submit to select committees. The same thing happened with the euthanasia bill, which will go to a referendum at the next election. What happened after the first reading and at the select committee hearings was that the overwhelming majority of submitters were the people who were opposed to, not necessarily even the bill, but were just opposed to euthanasia, full stop. So that was another interesting example of these kind of reactionary forces probably getting a disproportionate say for the simple fact that they were just better organised than other people. When, you know, the polls were showing that for the most part people supported the end-of-life choice bill, and probably for the most part, I'm sure, people would support banning gay conversion therapy as well. But yeah, politicians got a little bit spooked by that select committee process, I think.
So speaking of referendums, let's talk a little bit about the latest debate and first sort of, I guess, proper debate between Paula Bennett and Chloe Swarbrick around cannabis. Now, did you watch this? Do you think that this is kind of progressing the cannabis conversation?
It was better than what's come before. Paula Bennett was prepared this time. I don't know if you've seen previous debates, but Paula Bennett has not been across the issues, and it's essentially been scaremongering from her and from her side. But she was a lot better prepared this time to argue the case. Chloe Swarbrick, of course, was right across everything, and I think she made the more compelling case. But it's probably going to be tighter, I think, the referendum next year than it was looking about 6 months ago, when it looked like most people supported decriminalising or legalising. I'm not too sure now what the result will be. So it's interesting. It's an interesting development.
Where do you think
Sorry, Rachel, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, where do you think that swing back has come from?
I just think it's that the National Party has become better organised. About a year ago, Paula Bennett was just refusing to debate Chloe Swarbrick at all. You know, she wouldn't talk about the issue. She wouldn't go head-to-head with any advocates for decriminalising or legalising. So I just think it's a case that they've got their act together so they can make the argument now. And people who are on the fence or who were on the fence are probably starting to come off it. But the big thing is that the Labor Party isn't taking a position. So Chloe Swarbrick is left to essentially make the pro-decriminalisation argument herself, which I think is pretty shocking on the part of the Labor Party, that they won't send their people in to make the decriminalisation or legalisation argument as well. So that's why I think the anti-sort of group probably has the upper hand right now.
Well, it's going to be an interesting year next year with all the referendums coming up, plus a general election as well. There'll be plenty to talk about, I'm sure. Hey, thank you for your time this morning, Morgan. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, and we'll speak to you again in a couple of weeks.
No worries. Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. See you.
See you.
You just heard a bit of political commentary
with Morgan.